you for spring flowers. They're like friends you send my way.
Friends you send my way.
Good morning, Jesus. I'll thank you for your grace when I stand before you. Say good morning, face to face. Good morning,
Jesus.
I'm so glad you don't mind when I call. I just wanted to spend some time with my best friend. You gave your life for me after all. Good morning, Jesus. I've made this day. I thank you for spring flowers. They're like friends you send my way. Good morning, Jesus. I'll thank you for your grace when I stand before you. Say good morning, face to face. When I am with you, I am never alone. Feel your arms around me ever near. Walking hand in hand into glory land. Oh, what joy nothing can compare. Good morning, Jesus.
Say good morning. Jesus Christ is King. morning. Father God, thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your kindness. But God, this morning, I want to thank you for your understanding. And I pray this morning that you would make your understanding very clear, because God, we got a problem. Here on earth, we got a big problem. Got a big, big problem. And I'm asking you for help this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. For those of you on the blog talk, you can't see that I just posted in the chat room, I wrote, the absolute integrity of God's written word is the only basis of truth. Now, that's something I've been asking God a long time. Because the words from Pontius Pilate, when Jesus was standing before him, Pontius Pilate asked Jesus, he said, what is truth? And that thing has always stuck with me, and I never really knew why. But Pontius Pilate asked Jesus, he said, what is truth? And we know Jesus said, I am the truth. He said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life, and I am the light. What is truth? So this morning, I wrote, the absolute integrity of God's written word is the only basis of truth. It's the basis of everything concerning God. And I realized that I learn fast. But I had to stop, and I had to realize that everybody that say they agreeing with you doesn't mean that they understand what you said. And because I learn fast, I teach fast, and God gives it to me fast. Because God meets you where you are. Remember, he's your creator. He's the one that knows all about you and understands everything about you. But I had a person call me up. Now, this person came out of Satanism. They were for real witch and for real pagan practitioners, and that's what they come out of. And they asked me a question. They said, why is the Church of Jesus Christ so dumb? I said, I beg your pardon. They said, why is the Church of Jesus Christ so dumb? With all the teaching that's available? And they said, why have the Christians been dumbed down to the level that they would rather believe the devil than believe God? In truth and reality. And I said to them, I don't know. I said, but I tell you what I'll do. I'm going to try to answer that question at some point. And so, you know, I asked them why they were calling me. They said, because you're not on YouTube, and we watched you on YouTube, and we learned a lot. Now, here's some ex-pagans. Ex-Satanists. They came to Christ, and they're in a church, and they're from the Midwest, up north, Montana. And they said they can't find, and I know there's a deliverance ministry in Montana. I forgot what part of Montana they were from. But I do know there is a deliverance ministry in Montana. So they said, we haven't been able to find, and like I said to them, you know, I said, you know what? It's a whole lot of people out here teaching deliverance, so don't give me those lies. What do you want? You see, my tolerance level has changed. I don't have tolerance for a lot of garbage. I guess when you go through like what I went through, it makes you see things from clearly a different perspective. So I said, what do you want? They said, we need some teaching. And they said, this was really, it really made me think. They said, do you do personal ministry? I said, well, that depends on how you define personal ministry. I said, I do personal ministry. And then the light bulb went on. And I said, you've been watching me on YouTube and you've been to my YouTube site. I said, what is it you didn't get? They said, we didn't get the 1, 2, 3. I said, the 1, 2, 3, what is that? You do this 1, you do this 2, you do this 3, the 1, 2, 3. I said, so that's what you've been looking for, the 1, 2, 3? They said, yeah. He said, now you teach the 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I said, you know why? I said, when most people come to my ministry, they lead me to believe they know the 1, 2, 3, 4 and the 5. So what God uses me to do, he uses me to heal and deliver and save and restore individuals. So one individual might be at 8. Another individual might be at 2. Another one might be at 3. And another one might be at 10. I said, because people that are demonized are liars. They said, what you mean? I said what I meant. I'm not a person to beat around the bush and I don't talk in no code. I said, people that come to me for deliverance, I said, basically they're liars. He said, what? I said, because they come to me because they want relief in an area. And they won't be honest enough to say, I don't know. I remember I sent a person a book one time. And I knew they didn't know the author of the book. They didn't know what was in the book. Instead of lying and saying, instead of telling the truth and saying that was new, they said, oh, I forgot that. And the Holy Ghost say they lying. They ain't never knew it to forget it. But I didn't say anything because, you see, lies only hurt you. They only hurt you, except in the case where I had Jose living here in under my roof, and he believed his lies. He believed that he was superior. He believed that he was entitled. He believed that he was going to take over. He believed those lies. So when you come to Christ seeking help, and you know you got hidden lies, then you're crazy if you think God worked through lies. You're crazy if you think, now look at this. That lets me know that the person doesn't know God. And I knew Jose didn't know God because he wanted to be his own God. But it took a long time. It took him getting well and going out to California under that tent to be able to, for God to force it out, really. So I said to them, I said, so you seeking information and knowledge. That's what you're seeking? They said, yeah. I said, yeah, I got that. Now, some of you going to be shocked at what I said. And some of you going to say, oh. And some of you going to be so carnal, you ain't even going to understand what I did. I said, yeah, I can teach. I said, it won't take me long either. I said, it might take me a week. They said, okay. I said, but you got to pay me $1,000 a day. They said, what? I said, for me to give you what you need, you got to pay me $1,000 a day. And if I go outside of 8 hours, I want $100 per hour for any time over 8 hours. They said, do you think you worth that much? I said, no, but obviously you do. I said, because you wouldn't be here on the phone with me if you could have gotten it anywhere else. You wouldn't be here on the phone with me if you thought anybody else had it for you. So I'm telling you, $1,000 a day, anytime I go over 8 hours, I want $100. They said, won't have that kind of money. I said, I knew that from the beginning. But you're going to come over here and give me some lies. You're going to call me up and try to manipulate me. I said, the other thing is, I recognize who's working through you. They said, who? I said, Satan. I said, because you're not fully delivered from your past. And the lady, former priest, she started crying. The man, he stood, he maintained his macho position. I said, so you come on here, just like a whole lot of other people, assuming that I am the Pillsbury Dough Girl, dough, and you're going to try to run the game on me. I said, you know what? You couldn't even pay me. If you said you had $1,000 a day, you couldn't pay me. I said, let me tell you what you need to do. I said, you need to go back to God. You need to humble yourself. And you need to ask God to save you. I said, you're saved in your mind, but your heart is far from it. Your heart is far from it. That means, brother and sister, you're not saved. Because the Bible says, with the heart, man believes unto righteousness. With the heart, you're not saved. So then they said, you're going to tell us we're not saved. I said, I am. I said, why would you be calling me up for something that's in the Bible? You get it for free. God said, if any man lack understanding, let him ask of me. I said, and if you were really saved, you would know that. Because if you were really saved, the Holy Spirit could put those very words in your mind, and you would go to the Bible and you would look it up, and then God could begin to work with you. I said, you're high-minded. You're prideful. I said, and you're operating in witchcraft. They said, what you mean? I said, what's the definition of witchcraft? Domination, manipulation, and control. You're going to call me up, dominate me, manipulate me, and your end desire would be to control. I said, look here. I've been through that. I said, I can see that now through the phone. He said, you could see through the phone. I said, uh-huh. And you could, too, if you had the real Holy Ghost. I said, so go get saved and call me back. I'll give you a discount. Goodbye. Brothers and sisters, it's so many people out here playing games. It ain't even funny. But you see, I know.
I know it was the blood. One day when I was lost, he died upon the cross, and I know it was blood for me. They nailed him to the cross. They nailed him to the cross. They nailed him to the cross. Coming back again. I know.
With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. And it's with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. But you see, a lot of people today got that transverse. They believe it's with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation, and that's it. And that was the problem with those two. So for me to take on that job, And who knows? It could have been God that sent them to me. We'll know in a couple of days. Because now God can work with them for real. And I know the people that God sends to me. Brothers and sisters, I just come out of a 10-year class with Jose. 10 years studying the deceiver. 10 years. And so that brings me back to my, after talking to them, it made me sit down and think, because that's what God does. If you sit down and think about everything that God brings in your path or by you, I realized that these people were Satanists. You know why they were Satanists? Because of a social trend in their high school. In their high school, they were Gothics, whatever. And that's because they was a reject. They were social outcasts. So they were accepted by the Gothic crowd. They didn't have a commitment to Satan even because they came to Christ. They don't know nothing about commitment. They don't even know Jesus in their heart. I believe the Holy Spirit gonna reveal Jesus to them for real. But they knew confession is made with the mouth, and they thought that was it. They didn't even know the word of God. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. That's before the mouth. That conviction of the heart actually comes from the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit that convicts a man into salvation. I guess you all already knew that, right? So then, as I was thinking about that, the Holy Spirit started kind of like talking to me. And the Holy Spirit said, Erica, they don't know the devil. They don't even know Satan. I say, huh? He said, well, if people knew how diabolically evil Satan really is and how vile. He said, they don't know. They don't know. They don't know what it means to commit your soul to the devil. They don't really know. They don't know what kind of harm he brings in the lives of people and how many people he can harm in one group of people. He said, I don't know. They don't know. He said, if they really knew they would be running to Jesus. They would be running to God. They'd be running to be filled with my Holy Spirit. If they really, really knew. Okay. So I went to my books, one of them, and I started looking up Satan. And I started looking at some of the descriptive names that refer to the devil in the Old and the New Testament. They're in there. Because how can you apply the character of the devil to a person if you don't know what it is? How can you say something of the devil if you don't know what it really could be? How can you know how to win and not be defeated if you don't know what your enemy is capable of and how your enemy works or is working and can be working to defeat you? Yesterday was the first day in maybe 6 weeks. We go through lots and lots of paper towels here. And we buy them either at Sam's Club or Costco. And there's certain things like Sam's Club have that Costco doesn't have. And certain things that certain brands that Costco has that Sam's Club doesn't have. Now, I prefer Bounty. If you saw that thing I did with Penn and Teller, Penn said, no, a Teller, one of them, oh, Erica uses the quicker picker up Bounty, and I do. And so I learned a lot about the deceiver through Jose. I mean, woo, did I? You can't compare with books, having to live through that. When I went and I started looking at the descriptive names that were referred to the devil, did they actually referred to the devil in Revelation 9:11 as Abaddon, Apollyon, the destroyer. So anytime you have the devil in your life or operating through one of your family members or one of your loved ones or one of the people in the ministry in the church, you have the destroyer in your midst. This is all your unsaved loved ones. I ain't talking about nobody strange. I'm talking about your unsaved loved ones. And what does the destroyer do? Destroy. And how does the destroyer destroy a believer? He destroys a believer by being in the atmosphere and continually working to destroy you. Because there's nothing good in a devil or a demon or an evil human spirit. That's why they must be saved. And even in saved, they must be converted. If they say saved, like that couple called me up, and they haven't been converted, you don't know what's operating through them. But one thing you better understand, and I hope I'm not going too fast with this, because a lot of you do not understand what I have been teaching over these years, because it was too fast for you. You couldn't get it. And you didn't want to sit down and apply anything to it. And then I'm just teaching it with the from a perspective of getting somebody on here delivered, from a perspective of trying to make sure you have the wisdom and the knowledge. Because I figure if I give it to you, if you want it, you'll study it and get it. Because it's with the heart. It's the heart. If you have a heart after God, then you have a hunger and a thirst for righteousness. And that means you have a hunger and a thirst for the understanding of God, which only comes from God by way of his word, meaning the Bible. And I saw, started feeling good doing this. Accuser of the brothers. Revelation 12 and 10. Accusations. And so then the Lord say, Didn't Jesus say, before you go accusing somebody, you need to get the beam out your own eye first? Some of y'all don't do that. You so quick to pass judgment. And when you do that, you're greater than Jesus. You're acting greater than Jesus. Because you know what Jesus said? When they tried to make him a king and a judge, he said, I did not come to judge. He said, who made me a judge? I didn't come to judge. I came to save. So when you start judging folk based on the little bitty infinite knowledge you have, guess who you're acting like? The adversary. Just like Satan, the accuser of the brethren. Which brings me what? Excuse me, this stuff is still coming up. That brings me right to the adversary. 1 Timothy 5:14 and 1 Peter 5 and 8. You see, you personally have an adversary. Before you can get out here and call yourself doing something for somebody else, what about you? What's those things in you that are going to transfer? Because you think you're so righteous. What's going to transfer from you to somebody else? Now, understand, I'm looking at myself. That's why I try to confess my sins every day. And I try, sometimes I forget, I try not to ever open you up to anything that has attacked me. But some of you all don't care. You don't seem to recognize that you have stuff in you that you transfer into me and anybody else around you and anybody else that comes to help you. See, this thing is a two-way street. When the deliverance minister lays their life on the line to help you, that means that they got to deal with every demon in you. And that virtue has to come out of them to help you. Well, I saw angel of light. The Bible says, marvel not. I'm quoting these scriptures by the Holy Spirit because all I did was write the scriptures. I didn't look at them because I knew most of them because they were in my heart. Marvel not that Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. 2 Corinthians 11:14. Then going back to Revelation 9:11, Abaddon, Apollyon, the destroyer, is called the angel of the bottomless pit. So when the destroyer get unloosed on you through somebody, now do you understand all these demons are in people? They're in people. They ain't just floating around the air. And Satan will bring those people right up to you. In hopes of finding a crack in your armor. In hopes, the Bible says, whosoever breaketh the hedge, Satan will bite him. Same people. So if your mama or your daddy or your husband or your wife is a pedophile, that means all these demons are in them and they're looking to come into you. So what is a logical way What's a logical way? Pray for me. Because when you pray for somebody, you come into agreement with them, spirit, soul, and body. That means there's an opening. That means that you agree that I'm going to pray for you, and there is an agreement between us that what's in me, you're agreeing to take it on. You're agreeing to allow it to come into you. Why do you think the Bible says, lay hands on no man suddenly? The Bible says, know them that labor among you. And it doesn't talk about knowing them by the flesh. It talks about knowing them by the spirits that are abiding within them. All I would have had to do was say to those people with Satan in them, okay, yeah, I'll pray for you. I ain't that eager to take on nobody else's demons. But you see, because I understand spiritually what they were doing, I flipped the script. Don't you think it's strange? I didn't call not one of you to pray for me when I was down. Not one. Because I know you spiritually. And I did not want to have to fight. Yes. Do I know the word works? Yes. But the demons that would have come with it, I just couldn't handle it. And I knew that. So I went to God. And I said, heal me. God said, no, I'm going to cure you. So then I knew what God was going to do for me. I knew he was going to do it, and I just had to work with him in the process. I knew it wasn't going to be no instant miracle because I know the difference. But I also knew I got to go this thing with me and Jesus. I could not handle anybody else's demons. Because I'm already at the point of death. Another name for that devil was anointed cherub. Ezekiel 28:14. You see, some of y'all don't believe transference of spirits is real. Because you don't believe the Bible is real. You don't believe that God told Moses, after Moses' father-in-law said, Moses, you can't handle all this by yourself. They're going to kill you. And then Moses took it to God, and God agreed with what the father-in-law, God had used the father-in-law to speak through Moses anyway. And he said, bring those 300 people out. And the Bible say he took the spirit that was upon Moses and put upon them. It's in the Bible. Why can't you believe the Bible? You know why you can't? Because you got demons blocking you. That's why you can't believe it. Because you got your own self-will blocking you. You think that little bitty knowledge you have is it. It's not. And so when Moses brought those people out, God took from Moses' spirit, from one man, and filled 300 other people. And you trying to call yourself, oh, man, oh, garden. Not wanting to share what you got from God. That's why you ain't got no more. You see, God is a giver and a multiplier. The more you give, the more he gives back to you. The more you spread it out, the more he multiplies it to you. Again, I saw him, Apollyon, the destroyer. This is all in Revelation 9:11. Pops Beelzebub, Lord of the Flies. Matthew 10:25. Matthew 12:27. Mark 3:22. Luke 11:15. All refer to Beelzebub, another name for Satan, Lord of the Flies. You can relate the devil's character to flies. You know how irritating they are? You know how they spread, mosquitoes spread malaria. Beelzebub, Lord of the Flies. Then he's referred to as Belial. The Bible says, what fellowship have God with Belial? What fellowship has God with the devil? Deuteronomy 13:13. Second Samuel and First Samuel. These are all the characteristics of Satan and demons. How could you tolerate them? But you do. He's referred to as the covering cherub in Ezekiel 28:16. But you know the one I like? Psalms 17:4. The enemy. Some of you think he ain't bothering you. I'm living good. I'm eating good. I'm doing good. I got money. What about your children? When your children hurt, do you hurt? When your children are doing bad, do you feel good? When your children have accidents and things like that, does that make you happy? Who you think is doing that? Then the dragon. Do you get this? Revelation 12:4, 7, 13, and 16 and 17. Revelation 13:2. Revelation 4:16, 13, and 20 and 22. The dragon. Now, I had never seen a dragon, but I took a lady through deliverance, several. What's your name? I'm the dragon. How you getting this lady in church? That's what all forms in church. I said, how you get in there? I sat beside her. And I transferred. How were you able to do that? She wasn't covered in the blood. She doesn't even think I exist. I wrecked her life. That's what that demon's saying. I destroyed. I'm the one that sent that woman for him to commit adultery with. Another name for him. God of this world. Little g. Nevertheless, he's the God of this world system. 2 Corinthians 4:4. Going back to that dragon, in Revelation 12:3, he called a huge dragon. He's called a liar. And a lying spirit. Liar. John 8:44. Lying spirit. 1 Kings 22:2. 22:22. Do you know who you're playing with? Do you know who you're tolerating? Do you know who, when you have people with these spirits, what, how much opposition and what they're bringing into your life? Man, I just lived this thing. I know. Can they stop you? No. But they bring so much hell, so much devastation, so much misery and agony, and so much darkness. John 8:44, again, murderer. That demon tried to live that out. It put something in a drink for me. And what they put in the drink for me was their own medicine. Rat poison. Blood thinner. Kill somebody else. Make them live. Called the old serpent. Revelation 12:9. The prince. And you know what else? Well, I'm going to get into that at a later point with deliverance, but something that Angel showed me about princes. When I get to the point of teaching that, it's going to be a whole lot of aha, oh-ho-ho moments. He's called a prince of the demons. In Matthew 9:34 and Mark 3:22. It's called a serpent, snake, Satan, devils, demons. Genesis 3:1. In the beginning, it's called a serpent. In Isaiah 14:12, he's called Son of the Dragon. I'm talking about the devil. I'm talking about those of you that really need some understanding here. Tempter. Tempting men to sin against God. The tempter. Tempting your children to become drug addicts. Tempting your children to give up their minds to the devil. Matthew 4:3 and 1 Thessalonians 3:5. It's called a thief. John 10:10, he's a thief. And the Bible says, he comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Is that what you want? Well, that's what you got every time you give over to him and his ways. Who you think all them unclean spirits are? Manifestations of Satan. Brothers and sisters, Satan. It's just, I don't even have time to go any further, but I looked up the characteristics of those demons too. I think some of you better wake up. Even if those people had said, okay, we'll pay you the 1,000 and the 100. I still would have told them, I can't accept it from you. Because you are of your father, the devil, and the lusts of your father you will do. That's what I just lived through with Jose. If I had to do it again, would I do it? No. I would beseech God night and day. That's why he didn't tell me. Like when the Shunammite woman came to Gehazi, riding on that horse to Elijah. Elijah said, look, the Shunammite woman is coming, and God has not told me what her problem is. For those of you that think you know God so well, that God gonna tell you everything, he didn't tell Elijah. And Elijah was showing up a prophet of God. God has not told me what her problem is. But here she comes. Lust, when it is conceived, bringeth forth death. Brothers and sisters, I'm going to continue this. It won't be on Shannon tonight. I got something else for that. You better know who your enemy is and what he's capable of doing. But you don't want to know your enemy more than you know God. See, the Bible says the people that know their God, that know their God, that know their God, the people that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. You got to know God better than the devil, but you better know the devil and you better know the demons. Stop letting the devil trick you with pride that you already know what you don't know. But it ain't too late for you to find out. And maybe you don't want to know for you, but you know what? Protect your children. Maybe you don't have any children. I'm trying to protect the spiritual children in this ministry. The household of faith. The great dragon was cast out. That old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth. And his angels were cast out with him. Wake up.
I've been pushing towards tomorrow. Every time I didn't know right or wrong. But in every situation, God knows the blessed promise. Every one of our trials gone. So only make me strong. You see, I've been a lot of places, and I've seen millions of faces, but there were so many times when I felt like I was all alone. But you know what? But when I never know the old deal, it became a precious lonely hour. Jesus reminded me that I was alone. If you're living to survive for the day, get through. Well, you got to go through. You got to go through. Don't you know that I've been to trust in Jesus? I've learned to trust in God. I'm
I've heard
just a little side note. When the Lord told me it was time for Jose to go, Jose didn't leave on his own, mind you. I put him out. When the Lord say his time is up, it's time for him to go, I said, Jose, get out now. You don't have another second, another minute. Leave right now.
Get caught up in trying to be something I'm not, to please everyone else. I look deep in the mirror to find everything that isn't right with myself. God only knows I've tried to find it, fight it. This is the world, the soul's crying, crying. The devil is alive. He can give you everything that you desire. Everything you want, but you just stay in with the fire. So don't believe the light, it comes at a price. Looks like you got somewhere to be. People you need to see, gotta keep up. They say image is everything, making it hard to think that you're enough.
God only knows you've tried.
Everything you want, but you be playing with the fire. So don't believe the lie, it comes at a price. Yeah, the devil is a liar. Says he can give you everything that you desire. Everything you want, but you be walking on the wire. So don't believe the lie, it comes at a price. Don't believe the lie. Don't be dancing with the devil, don't believe a single word. Dancing with the devil, don't believe a single word. 'Cause when we get to heaven, we gon' sing and watch him burn.